Yes. We take another call because we'll try to get you back. We just have a little problem here. Okay. Go right ahead. Hello. While we try to get him back here, we're also receiving reports of low water pressure in the Valley View Fair Pilgrim area. And what we will try to do is to get back on to our contact at Water Authority to find out exactly what is happening there as well. And just for an update, and I guess this is good news, and I sent an earlier message regarding the Sanitation Service Authority collection in Thorpe's Cottage, St. George. The truck has returned today collecting the refuse in the cul-de-sac I mentioned about. Once again, thanks to the Sanitation Service Authority. So at least somebody's is saying good news, and that is great news. It's good that we can get that kind of response. One of the things that someone here is saying on the WhatsApp is that the concerns of the command center, they would like to see that the disgusting, and I'm quoting from this WhatsApp, the disgusting behavior the ZR family place on the traveling public. They would hope that when the command center is put in place, that this will be dealt with, because at least they will get a chance to see these guys behaving in the way that they should not be behaving. And so that's just it. Now, we will go, instead of taking another call, we're just trying to work out this problem. Are you there, sir? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Great, Mark. Good.
Yes, right. Yeah. It also keeps track on the bad behavior, which must be condemned by the workers themselves, few workers whose behavior is most opprobrious. All of the system keeps track of all the bad behavior. Mm-hmm. We're able to track that bad behavior, which we want to root out. It must be rooted out. It cannot continue. The industry has to be rebranded. And we know that we face this problem. We are trying to get this stopped, and we are trying to get the bad behavior stopped. So the command center also controls all of this. It deals with the bad behavior. It deals with the foul language, it deals with going off routes, it deals with a whole proliferation of things that of which the public rightfully complain. And it's a behavior that which we do not condone. So it's a whole comprehensive package, as it were. So that, you know, the public then will have less complaints from the public once this get going.
So will you be working with the other association, with APTO as well?
APTA's our sister body, and you know each person has the right to associate. We do not have a difficulty working with APTO, because we are all in it together. We have similar ideas and so on, and we are not at variance where we are fighting. We should not be fighters. We should be working this in a very methodical manner, and working on this together, because it's all about safety. It's all about good behavior and bad behavior, which must be rooted out. And I take it that both entities are designed to ensure that this happens. So we are working assiduously to ensure that this takes place.
All right, Mark Hines, thank you. Mark Hines from the Alliance of PSV Owners. And he's talking about the command center that they're looking to bring in place. And thank you, Mark, by September. With CCTV cameras, so that they can monitor what is happening with the PSVs. I have here from the Barbados Water Authority a comprehensive note now. The Barbados Water Authority today, Wednesday, August 14th, wishes to advise its customers that it is experiencing low water levels at several of its pumping stations and reservoirs. The affected operations are Newmarket, St. George, Fort George, St. Michael, and Golden Ridge in St. John. As a result, residents and businesses in the following areas may experience low water pressure or service outages: Ellerton and Walkers in St. George, Clapham, Flagstaff, Second Avenue, New Orleans, Pine Hill Dairy, Wildy, Fort George in St. Michael, Sargent's Village, South Ridge, Elizabeth Park, Regency Park, Sheraton Park, St. David's, Upton, Fair Pilgrim, Edie Village, St. David's and Christchurch, Prout, Hopewell, 40 Acres, Vaucluse, Content, Rock Hall, Shop Hill Heights, Shop Hill, Kane Garden Heights, White Hill, Edge Hill in St. Thomas, Branchbury, Bizzick's Housing Area, Cleavers Hill, Dark Hole, Suriname, Sugar Hill, Lammings, Coconut Grove, St. Elizabeth Village, Horse Hill, Spa Hill, Torville Road, Bonwell, Chimborazo, Melville's Hill, St. Bernard's Village, Orange Cottage in St. Joseph, The Garden, Mount Stafford, Apes Hill in St. James, Foster Hall in St. John, Hilby Baxter's, Apes Hill and White Hill in St. Andrew and the surrounding areas. Customers are asked where possible to store an adequate supply of water. Water tankers have been dispatched to service affected areas throughout the day. However, there may be some delays due to heavy demand. Persons experiencing an outage or a problem are reminded that they can call the Barbados Water Authority's Customer Service Department at 434-4292 up to midnight. And of course, the Water Authority apologizes for any inconvenience these disruptions would have led to, and they assure their customers that they are on the job trying to fix it. We'll take a commercial break and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Brass Tacks. You're on the air. Good afternoon. Hello.
Sankar.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. How are you doing?
I'm trying to stay as focused as the good Lord would allow me.
That's good, buddy.
Yeah. Listen, I want to concur with all the things that the lady from Whitehill said. She's perfectly correct. There's only one thing that I didn't hear her mention, was that down in Whitehill there's a lot of gullies, lots and lots of gullies. And the rats that she was talking about probably live down the gullies, and it's very difficult to get down in those gullies to bait or do anything. So, because the gullies, I don't know if you're familiar with the area, but the banks of the gullies are very steep, and you don't know how you would get down in there. And the other thing that I didn't hear her talk about was the road, the actual road that break over there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what progress they have made on that, whether in terms of planning or the actual reconstruction of the road. But that road there, once it is fixed, that would alleviate a lot of the problems that those cuddly people down in Whitehill are experiencing. And I want to concur. She's perfectly correct in the things that she's saying. Because I live in Yatesville, not far from her. And what affects her will affect me indirectly, but it will affect me nevertheless. Mm-hmm. Now to move on, Sankar. If I had anything to do with the ministries, the various ministries, I would make Dale Marshall the Minister of Ecclesiastical Affairs. Because I would... You there, Sankar?
Yes, I'm listening to you.
Yeah, because I really don't think that Dale Marshall ready for this very serious ministry. This is a ministry that needs somebody not only to come on soft talkness and this kind of thing. We need... I don't know if you listened to the budget debate, that had the various speeches from the various parliamentarians. The most powerful and the strongest I heard was one from the guy in St. Philip, in Christchurch, South, Thorne.
Mm-hmm.
You heard that statement, that statement to Parliament that he made?
Yes.
He said, and I can't quote him verbatim, but I can get close to what he said. What I understand to be saying is that they have the majority in Parliament, and they've got to disassociate themselves with some of these different organizations that are stopping us from doing what we ought to be doing. And they should change the laws and the Constitution to accommodate what should be done. And I understand quite clearly what he was saying. And anybody who listened to him and listened to him as carefully as I did would understand what he's saying. Because all the plans that the people, the authorities, and the various organizations putting in place, it's a waste of time unless you start to hang out with some of these people that ain't got no respect for nobody. They ain't got no respect for me, for you, the producer, nothing. They ain't got no respect for nobody. And unless you put away some of them, nothing ain't gonna change. And I have to agree with Patrick King that this kind of behavior could ultimately affect the economy of this country. And once that happens, then the country could be in a worse position for it. And I think that they need to do something, and they need to do it quickly, and get things happening so that we could curb this thing, stop it from getting any further. It's really, really not good for this country. And frankly, the last thing I want to say is this. I was having some water problems down here where I live. And I called the water authority, and I must tell you, the 424-4292 number, and I must tell you that I spotted some very nice ladies that told me, hold on, because they told me to call back whenever I want, if I don't get water by a particular time. And they would always tell me, hold on, and they would try to reach the superintendent or the engineers to find out exactly what happened. But what they told me is what I had suspected, that the power shortage that we had recently affected the pumps at the various pumping stations. And as a result of that, the pumps can pump and the water and the reserves in the reservoirs went low.
When you say affected the pumps, what do you mean? They burn up the pumps, the motors? Or
no, but those pumps, once the current go off, they've got to go and restart those pumps manually. And sometimes when the pumps go off, it could damage the whole system at the various pumping stations. So they had to go and restart them manually, I was told. And I had to do some minor work to some of them as a result of the current going off. And I could understand that all we need, Sanka, is for the waterworks to come out and tell us what is the issues. And we could work with them because in as much as we have a lot of waterworks in this country, our waterworks are nowhere near people that living in Central America, Africa, and Asia, and them places have had the good fortune of going around. And I have seen how water is rationed in some places.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to say that the ladies at the waterworks were very kind, they were very professional, mm-hmm. and I want to big them up.
Well, fair enough, and I'd like to thank them for responding in the manner that they have just responded as well, because we had the queries, and I was here on the WhatsApp trying to get somebody to respond, and they responded. So now we know that they're having difficulties at three reservoirs, and it's pretty extensive right across the island, from Christchurch to St. John and parts of St. Michael, Thomas, St. Joseph, St. Andrew, that's affected right now with water problems. So it's quite an extensive problem that is going on, but at least they're on the job. So there, thank you very much for calling. We have another, 16 minutes to the end of the program. So we'll try to take as many calls in that period. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you today?
Hello?
Hello. How are you today?
Oh, good. It's me you're talking to now. God, it's a reality. I'm not.
Man, you like, you see, you are so into Dennis's voice that you don't even recognize when I am on.
I am on. Thank you.
How are you today, my dear?
Not too bad.
Good. Yeah, I'm just, so what would you like to share with us today?
Yes, about the guy that got shot from the river.
Oh, so sad.
About that.
Yes.
And that is very hard indeed.
Yes.
That guy had to follow him, find out, and wait for him. Yeah. I live around about there.
And the thing about it is, he's the second guy who works the same Silver Sands route that's been shot. So I'm just wondering if maybe that this person, whoever it is, he's targeting people on the Silver Sands Road.
Yes, he has to be targeting him.
Because he has some idea of how they work and how much money they pick up, you know?
Yes.
So,
my friend here sleep no tongue in the bus. And the guy that we're talking to you about, the bus owner's telling them about, they have to bring in money and with your children and this and that, so he got a feature, don't they? I will give him back his key and tell him to get his wife out to drive the bus. Let his wife out to drive the bus, or he drive the bus, and let him feel what it is and see what it is about. They get what they expect. Some of them is too damn rude. They're listening, they ain't hearing what's going on to the people, and they just care about getting the money. They don't care about nobody. Like, so she will have to drive the bus herself. And you want to see the driver, they want money too, but they will have, I will have hard on my heart like Farah. They go and drive and see what it like, what happening, what going on, and see how he can get the money he want and more to do what he feel like.
You really going to nip this thing in
and,
the butt.
And about, and about these squatters. The squatters, I ain't seen nothing wrong. Them is the only people out there squatting. People are about squatting. People are about squatting. And they got people that got their own house and won't do it and going to live in people's own and the light and bossing. And they can't get them out in there. But the land, the woman was squatting for the land out there. Let the noise of the airplane, let it be, let them live if they want to live there, let them live there. I ain't seen nothing wrong with that. Anyhow, however, get them off, where they want to do. So I ain't seen nothing wrong with that thing, true, honest to God.
You ain't seen nothing wrong with people just moving in on land, setting up a house and just occupying it?
They got people that own, and going to live it for people own, taking people's houses as they like, and living as they like, and got the owner want to do it. They want to do them own, and going to take up people one that having good windows and doors. That is not fair. The ones that up there, that is all over the place, I tell you, that people are squatting.
People are squatting, but it's symptomatic of a bigger issue in the country. The cost of land, the availability of spots at a certain level. Clearly it is something that has to be dealt with because it is, look, there's a fire hazard up there. One. It is a health. It's a health hazard. I remember when Rock Hall was a dump. I remember when it used to combust, just naturally combust. It would just flare up. Okay, you know what Kingsland? You know what Kingsland still flares up.
I see up there.
Kingsland still flares up. You know, up,
I see it.
Up to a few months ago, I was driving across the highway and I saw the fire. And I stopped a little distance, and the fireman told me, "Man, it just flare up because it does that now and then. It doesn't happen very, very often, but it still happens.
Uh-huh.
It is a fire hazard. It is a health hazard. And as the report by Maria Bradshaw on the Sanderson showed, it also could impact our radar system and on our airports functioning. So." It has to be dealt with. We can't play with this. Well, the roads are narrow because don't forget there are no proper roads. Don't forget it's a case of you just marking out a spot and putting down a house.
Okay,
there are no roads.
Okay.
There's a tracks that you
the people put on there. About this up there all the time, but. Get over there, rather do something about it, do whatever they could do.
But something has to be done, and we keep talking about these things. As I keep saying in Barbados, we have more than enough laws. We have to implement them, and that is the problem. All right, anyhow, I want to take a couple more calls before we go because we have at least 9 more minutes here. All right, have a nice day. And before I go to the next call, I just want to read this. I had to stop driving after hearing the woman from White Hill. The situation up there is tantamount to criminal. Very sad. I would like to know how the average Bajan could help. It's about time water tanks be brought into the island tax-free. It should be a town and country planning requirement for persons building from 2019 to have a water tank as well. And this is a view from someone who has been sending me messages all day. And this one, so if callers didn't call and query the water outages today, you mean the Barbados Water Authority would not have informed the public? This is totally irresponsible of the management of that organization. I would say, sir, that we have been running a number of messages here on VOB. It's just that they did not give us the extent of the outages. So we managed to get that. So I understand the point that you're making, but at least we managed to get it, and we're happy that we got it. And I think that in future they would know that they can contact us like this so that they can get that message out so that people would know. We also are having problems with Vauxhall in terms of water, but I think that that would be one of the places that would be impacted from Fort George Heights. Okay, we it's 8 minutes to go. Let's take some calls. You're on the air. Good afternoon. Hello. You're on the air. Hello. All right, let's try another one. Yes, go right ahead. Yes. Hi, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I made a mistake. I heard one thing you were telling me about a window to the sea last week, and I was hearing something else, so I was wrong, and I'm sorry. So I said next time I hear you, I'll have to tell you that. So I've just
no problem. We have that conversation later on, because I heard a lady speak just now with respect to the representative about her representative and saying how you shouldn't be renting an MP all the time for everything, and because then the MP will have the time to do the government's work. The people's business is the government's work. Bajans need to understand that. The people were elected into the House of Assembly to represent the people. Those 30 people were elected to represent you. It is their job that when something goes wrong with you, you communicate it to them, and they then communicate it to their relevant counterpart in the House of Assembly, and then that person gets back to them to tell them what the problem is, when it will be fixed, and then they get back to you and give you that information. You, and especially not a community, should be having to run all over the place, up and down, to get information or to make a complaint, whether it be to Water Authority or anybody. That is not your job. If you have a problem in your house, that is one thing. Then you can call the utility directly. But if the community has a problem, it is the representative of that community whose job it is to represent you. And we have Teflon representatives, Teflon ministers in this country, where they are able to avoid responsibility and accountability for any and everything. And that gets me upset. Mm-hmm. Now, with respect to the sanitation issue, the people in all services, and especially sanitation, I'm going to say, work hard. Okay? Mm-hmm. They work extremely hard. And they wait. It is not, you talking about the fact that you want to make an essential service and force them to do overtime. I disagree with that 100%. It is not their fault that they do not have the trucks. It is not their fault that they do not have the proper systems or the shift systems or whatever in place that are required. It is not their fault. And if you have those things fixed, it is the responsibility of the people in charge to get those things fixed. Now, I sympathize with the administration as well. Because, as I said, people don't really understand yet. They don't have a grasp yet of the damage that was done by the last administration to this country and what has happened, the deterioration that has happened over the last 8 years, and the financial position that this country, this administration has now had to face and had to deal with first, and the level of corruption and all that sort of stuff. They don't understand that. And this administration is not doing a good enough job to really explain that to them. They started when they sent out the questionnaire and to give people an idea of just how much money each various operation was in debt, and then what they had to do. That was a good start. But since then, they really and truly haven't communicated enough to the people to tell them, listen, these are the plans of what we're going to do. Now, I heard the minister, I believe, or somebody speak a few days ago saying listen, we have 12 trucks that are going to be coming in at the end of September or what have you. So as far as I'm concerned, you now have until October for this situation in Barbados, this sanitation situation, to be resolved in Barbados, as far as I'm concerned. Right? If that is the case, that you got the 12 trucks coming in. At least maybe not resolved totally, but you know what I'm trying to get at.
I give them to the end of the year. Because if
but
the, if not,
I'm not going to do the end of the year. No.
But,
no.
But fair enough. Fair enough.
September,
fair enough.
I want to see them on the road in October.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I want that. And it should not take you until October as well to get the negotiations done and the plans done to how you're going to tackle the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I've spoken about already, and I said this a while ago, when you don't have horse, you ride cow, okay? We have this idea that everything has to be done all at once. But if you can't do everything all at once, then you have to do it piece by piece. The idea of going to sorting of garbage, that has to start at source.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hello. Oh, gee. Sir, I am so sorry. That you just dropped out there, because we had at least another 30 seconds or so that you could have spoken for. Maybe we can continue this conversation a little later. I'd like to thank everyone for participating. We took 22 calls today, plus three repeats. So 25 in all, I guess. And we read some messages from the WhatsApp as well. Clearly, the water problem situation is dire, as well as the garbage situation. What makes these things even more serious is because people are paying a garbage and water levy, so a water and sewage levy, and they are very concerned, and they should be concerned. The good thing, though, is that the Barbados Water Authority is trying to be responsive, and so is the Sanitation Service Authority. As I said, I personally have given them until the end of the year to get their act together. That is the Sanitation Authority. Water is going to be more difficult, because for years we know that we have had a faulty mains, and we have a lot of infrastructural problems at the Water Authority that need to be addressed. How we're going to do it, I really don't know, but one thing's for sure, we need to get it done.